Equipment on the front line of the Ukrainian war, drones, medical kits, even mine detectors, all provided by crowdfunding. A charity in Ukraine, set up after the Russian invasion of Crimea in 2014, has raised millions of dollars. It's the founder, a former high-profile presenter on Ukrainian TV.
It's very good that we have so big connection between society and the army, because it's really important for our soldiers that we care about them. They understand that they're not alone, and that it's not only a military case to defend our country.
The idea of crowdfunding like this isn't new. It's been around since before the First World War. What is different is the technology. With cryptocurrency and cash transfers, money can be in accounts within seconds from anywhere in the world. Frontline units fill in what they need online. The order is processed and sent. More than a million donations have come in from all around the world. More than $34 million, ranging from big cash drops from wealthy individuals to pennies from pensioners. Nine-year-old Tanya Portachenko played checkers on the street. Losers had to pay her. She raised 6,000 Ukrainian hryvnia, about $200.
I was doing this in order to give to the armed forces of Ukraine so they will fight against the Russians, so they kick them off our land.
The charity now has about 200 volunteers around the country, experts in purchasing, logistics, technology. The ultimate goal, to beat the Russians. But the Russians have been crowdfunding too. Figures suggest they've not been quite as successful. But the Ukrainian group's founder says even when the war is done, his work will continue.
We fight with Russians 900 years. And the biggest idea that I have now is just to help Ukrainian army to win. And after that, to start to prepare for the next attack.
The Ukrainians believe they can get most equipment to the front line in a couple of days. Easy. As long as the money continues to flow. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.